Welcome to a property launch, Middle East style. No signs of foreclosures here. Instead, A-list singers and celebrity endorsements.
Well, I look forward to trying it.
This is a party held by the Developer Select Group. It's launching its latest project, the $1.5 billion Aquitania development on Dubai's man-made world islands. An ambitious project, as a credit crunch threatens the property market in the rest of the world.
You know, I'll be bold enough to say, I don't think the credit crunch is going to affect Dubai.
Even with all the glitz and glamour, there's no disguising the facts. The region's main stock markets have lost half their value this year. The central banks in the Gulf stepped in to assure investors that there's plenty of liquidity in the markets. And reports point to a 10 to 15% property price correction in the next year. But that wasn't the message conveyed at this year's Cityscape. The grand scale of the event was meant to scare off any market doubters. For years, there's been speculation that the property bubble in the Gulf is going to burst. If that's the case, it's certainly not evident here. From the announcement of a $95 billion city development, to Dubai's plans to break its own record and build the world's next tallest tower, each company outdoing the other, dishing out millions on the displays alone.
Companies spend up to $7 or $8 million just on the design and the build of their booth, which is pretty unheard of in terms of trade shows globally. But I think it captures, again, the essence of what's happening here and the lengths that people are willing to go to attract that kind of investment right now.
Soraya Holdings believes that while it's a time to be cautious, there are also plenty of opportunities.
We are concerned. People are always emotional. You know, if you look at the stocks that have gone down in value, their profitability has not gone down. It is just an emotional sale as a result of what's going on in the rest of the world. What we see here is an opportunity for people to buy as well. You know, I would see that there are certain projects, you know, in the U.S. or in Europe where it's an opportunity to buy them at steep discounts.
Egypt Sodic is developing two major city centers outside Cairo. They say the financial structure of their deals means they're not under pressure from the lending crisis.
Mortgages only represent 2% of Egypt's GDP. We're actually quite a cash-rich company. We have very little debt. We're sitting on a lot of actually cash and receivables. So we're in a very healthy position to actually ride this storm if it does expand to this region.
With job losses on Wall Street in Europe, hundreds are moving to the region in search of work. But even with steady demand and prospects of strong growth, this cash-rich region isn't completely immune to the global credit crunch. Leonie Lakhani, CNN.